We are learning Maseches Yevam Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, but we just have to chaz over what we learned on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We had a Gemara where Rabbi Chiya, by the beginning of the wide lines, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba brings down a Shaila from Rabbi Yechanon about a Machzer Gerushasay Mishanissas, what's the halacha? Which means you have Reuven who divorced his wife and she went and married someone else, and then she came back and he remarried Reuven, which is also to do, is alive in the Torah. And the shaila is, let's say Reuven has another wife and he dies without children, what's the status with the wife who is Machzik Gashasa, with the Yibam and Chalitza with her, and what's the status with the Tzarasa? So the Gemara says that if you have Yisrael and Keeper, there might be a Ptur Erva and a Ptur of Tzaras Erva, because according to Yisrael and Keeper, the Pasuk Tuma in the Pasuk is referring to Machzik Gashasa, he calls it Tuma, and therefore Tumma Karayis Ksiv. Masha Inkein, according to the Rabbanon, that Pasuk is talking about Saita, not about Machzer Gashasa. And therefore, it doesn't say Tumma by Machzer Gashasa. Therefore, the question is the Machzer Gashasa herself, is it Mutter Begivim Mechalitza? And what about the Tzara? So the Gemara says, Gemara brings down two Lashonos. If you're the first Lashon, the Shaila is regarding the Tzara, but that's Pashit, that the Grusha herself is usher to the brothers. Why? Because since that grusha is also berlav, iser lav to the original husband Reuven. So now, if Reuven dies, it's also to the brother, to the Yavam Mosa, to Shimon, because of a kal chayim. Madach to Reuven, she became aser. So, of course, to the brother who until now was iser eshzach. So now, for sure, with makom yibum, it's iser lav. That's the first lashon. But the shaila is gavre tzara. Is it tzara mutter or not? Does the kal chayim enough to make her into enough of an erva to pater the tzara or not? That's the first shaila. The second version of the shaila is that's pasha that the kal v'chaim is not going to ask the tzara. The question is the grusha herself mutter b'yivam or not? I think Marv stays with that shaila. So amalei, so learned after Yud Aleph on top, we're going to try to bring a raya from a mishnah later on. We actually had this mishnah mentioned in Yud Aleph on a base, a little bit of a chazara of that, to review that. But we're learning it again, and you'll be familiar with this Mishnah. Amalei Tarisu, we learned the Mishnah. Hoisa achas ksheira v'achas psula. It says in that Mishnah, if you have Reuven dies and he leaves over two wives, one is a kosher, one is a pasul. It says if Shimon's doing chalitza, ma'ay chayla, it's chayla, it's a psula. Give chalitza to the psula. Then ma'ay miyavim, if you don't give him miyam l'ksheira, you can miyavim to the kosher. So now, what is my ksheira, my psula? What does ksheira mean, what psula mean? Ilim p'ksheira, ksheira la'alma. If ksheira means that ksher lama means she's kosher to marry anyone, she can marry a kohen, she's not a pasul tikuna, and psula means psula lama, and pasul means that she's pasul tikuna. So kibin deli dechaze, since to Reuven they were mutter, my nafkalamina, who cares if they're a ksher or a psula? You're telling me they have to do yibum to the ksher and chalitza to the psula, who cares? Elala, what must we be talking about? Kshera, ksher lay, psula psula lay, means to Reuven. To the person who died, that's when we say ksheira and psula, mean to Reuven. The Reuven who died, the brother who died, is it ksheira to him or psula to him? What does that mean? It means that one of those wives was a grusha who married someone else and then remarried him. And the other wife was a kosher wife, biktani, and it says, it says, you can miyavim to the ksheira, which means you can miyavim the tzara. So you see from here that to the grushasai is, you have to chalitza, but no yibum, and to the ksherik do yibum. So it's a raya, like Rashi speaks out, it's a raya to both lashonis. Both lashonis. You see from here that the tzara is mutter, and the grusha is also. So it's a raya to both lashonis. We bring a raya that this is the psak, that it's the kal v'chaim is enough to aser, but you need chalitza, and for the tzara it's mutter yibum. So we're not lawyer, no, we're learning wrong pshat in the mishnah. Pshat in the mishnah is avada ksher la'alma psul la'alma. It means kosher Tekuna and Pasul Tekuna. But the Ka'amis Kivon Dechazi said, since Teruvain, who died, for him it's Mutta, my Napka Amina, who cares if the Pasul Kasher? Mara says, Bishon Rav Yosef, Dom Rav Yosef, Kanchan a Rebbe, Lo Yishpech Odom Mei Boiroi Va'acherim Tzrichelhem. Here, Rebbe taught us, don't waste someone else's water if someone else needs it. For example, over here, the one who's Pasul Rei Tekuna, give her chalitza, and don't give, and that pasul automatic. We have when Reuven has two wives, he chalitza to one that takes away the zika. There's no even anymore, so you don't need chalitza anymore. If you don't have to be chalitza to the ksheira, because halacha is be chalitza to someone, then midrabanan she's aser to a kohen. So the ksheira, if you give her chalitza, you're going to make her pasul lakuna. So why should you do that? Why should you waste this, why waste this kshera, make her into apostle, if you could just give chalitza to psula and get the same taitzah, the same result. So therefore, it's better, if you're doing chalitza, then do it to the psula. If you're doing yibum, do it to the kshera. And actually, in this case, you could do yibum to the psula also, because this apostle is not really apostle to him, it's just apostle alma. But we're saying, if you do chalitza dafka to the apostle. So we don't have a right to the shaylas of Rabbi Yechonon. But again, Rabbi Yechonon had a question. Tzarasa mahu, is Tzaras Machzor Shosa, and the Machzor Shosa himself, what's the halacha according to Rabbanon? So Tosha Mahal is trying to bring another right. Hamachazer Gerishosa Mishinissas says in this braisa, if someone is over the Issa Machzor Gerishosa after she marries someone else, so and then Reuven dies, after she did, and Reuven had another wife as well, the halacha is in this braisa, he vitzarasa chaletzas. Both the Gerusha, who is a former grusha, and the tzara need chalitza. So Gemara asks, that brayso makes no sense. He v'tzarasa sakad haitach, does her and a tzara need chalitza? It's not true. You only need chalitza to one of the two. Ela'ima, oi hi, oi tzarasa, either her or the tzara needs chalitza. So like the Maharsha explains, so first of all, it's a raya to the first loshoin that the tzara is aser b'yivim, because it says here chalitza. And it's actually a kasha on the second lashon, because in the second lashon it said that was pasha that tzara's muta b'yivim, and here it says he oitzerasa, both her or tzara need chalitza. So that's why it has a kasha on the second lashon. It's a right to the first lashon that the tzara is also asa b'yivim. So the Gemara says no. V'laf tritzik matarzalei. Then you change the girsa to change it anyway. Tritz hachi. He chalitza, she has chalitza, so the grusha needs chalitza, terasa oy chalitza, the will get yibum, that's how you can make it matrik. But any chanami, lefiza, that's for sure a, you learn out that even if you're a banan, machzer, gerishosai, and Reuven dies, teshimen, you only can do chalitza, not yibum, even though it was Gemara Shaila before, that much you will be paishit, that it will be usher to the Yavam to do Yibum and only Chalitza. Because one way or another, it says over here, Chalitza. So even if we're fatiching over here and saying that he Chalitza and Sarasa oy Chalitza, it's might say he Chalitza. So that much will Avada be a Raya that the Allah will be usher be Yibum. So the Gemara Vaita. Anu Sogyu. Omra Lili Bar Mamul Omama Okva Mashmuum. Saras Mimamenes Asura. There's something called Mion. Mion means if there's a katana who gets married b'kedusha derabanan. That means usually if the father is mekadosh his daughter, then it's a kedusha deraisa. Even though the girl is a katana, she's under bas mitzvah. Still, the halacha is if a father marries her off, it's chal the kedusha. Mashenkin, if the father is not alive, or if the father already married her off before and she got divorced, he loses his rishus over her. So then she can't get married deraisa anymore. So now, even if someone else marries her off, or she marries herself off, or her brother or sister marries her off, it's only Kedushin Rabbanon. And the difference between Kedushin Rabbanon and Kedushin Raisa is that she could be Mema'en, she doesn't need a get. If she says, I don't want my husband, she does Mion, then that Allah is, it's Oiker, the Kedushin Lemafreya, and she goes out without a get. So now, we have here a story where Reuven had two wives. One wife was a Gedolah, and one wife was a katana. And Reuven died. And the katana went ahead and made Mion in the Yavam. We'll see exactly the case. So I'm just giving you a little bit a case just like this. And we'll talk about the case. There's Mion in the Yavam. So now the tzara, what's the halacha of the tzara? Is the tzara mutter b'yibum or not? So the Gemara says, tzaras memamenes asura. The co-wife of the one who's memain is asur. Now what does that mean exactly? The Gemara goes through it. Lama. Who did she do me into? If she did la'achim, it's really not the question. The question is, who is she usher? When it says here, it's Taras Ma'amenet Asura. Who is usher over here? Who is she usher to? Ilayma la'achim, is she usher to the brothers of this Yavam, which means that she did Mion in the Yavam. Again, let's get the case clear. Reuven dies with two wives, a ketana and a gedolah. The ketana went ahead and did Mion in the one of the, in Shimon. Shimon's a brother. She says, I don't want to have to do with you. Okay? The halach is that Tzara is also. Who is the Tzara also to? La'achim, to the other brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Hashta higu fesharya. The halach is the ketana who did Mion is mutter to the other brothers. How do we know? Dama Shmuel says, Mianah bezeh. Muteres Bezeh. The halacha is that Shmuel teaches us is that if one of them didn't miyun in the Yavam, the halacha is that she could go ahead and marry a different brother. And it's not considered an Eishes Ach, Shloim Makam Mitzvah, because since they didn't miyun, it's like Oiker Lemafreya. It's Oiker the Kedushin Lemafreya. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. It's Oiker Lemafreya. And they could do either, they could miyun of Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, they could do Yibum Machalitza on her. Since the mian only works on the yavam, on the zika of the yavam. That's it. It only works on the zika of the yavam, which means she only refused to one yavam. So therefore, the lach is mutaris in the other brothers. So of course, the tzara is mut the other brothers. Ella lididei, it means to that yavam. And that yavam, Shmuel is telling you that tzara is also to the yavam who didn't mian to the other co-wife. So the Gemara, Maishna, Mamenes the Shari Lachim, the Maishna Menes Shari Lachim, Le Avdu Maisa, Charna Avdu Maisa. Samar has a kasha on this. Lachaira, why Taka is the Mamenes herself, the Katana herself, why is it mutter to the other brothers to do Yibum to them, even after the Mian? Because they didn't do a Maisa of Mian, she didn't do a Maisa of Mian to those brothers, and therefore they still have a Zika to those brothers. So the Tzara also. Since Shimon and the Tzara did not do a Maisa to each other, so let the Tzara be mutter to Shimon, let the Tzara be mutter to Shimon. Zok the Gemara, Gzeirah, Mishum Tzara's Bita Imenes. It's a Gzeirah for a different case, but Tzara's Bita Imenes. Like this. When the Tana does Mian, it's basically, that she's saying she doesn't want to marry this Yavam. And that's what she's saying. She doesn't want to marry this Yavam. But she's allowed to marry the other brothers. So the Gemara is tying the same thing. The Tzara also can marry this brother. Shouldn't be any problem with that. So the Gemara says the problem is Tzara's bita memenes, which means, let's say Shimon's daughter was married to Reuven and she was a katana and there was a co-wife there. The halacha is if Reuven dies, then the Tzara is a Tzara's bita and she's also beibum because there is a Tzara's bita. So if you allow with the mion. You allow with the miyun that she married the co-wife, they're going to get mixed up and think you can marry a tzaras bita also. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, tzaras bita ha-menas miya siru, tzaras bita ha-menas is asar. Ay vatnam, we learned in our Mishnah, the kulon, all the 15 arayas, in mesu, or miyanu, the aloch is, or says in oskarshu, tzaraseim mataras. The pashtusa means, okay, we'll see in a second, but Pashtusa means that she was Memayin before she died. She was Memayin her husband, and that's like Naskarshu or Mesu. And therefore, when Reuven died, Reuven only had one wife, only had the Tzara, not the Tzara's Erva, because the Erva wasn't around anymore. But the Gemara explains this. The Mian of a man. Who did she do Mian in? Ilema, the Mian of a Baal. She did Mian in the husband while he was alive. Hainu Grusha. That is the same thing as a Grusha. Ella lav, it means b'yavam. And what does it say? It says that the tzara is mutter. That when she does yibum in the yavam, then her tzara is mutter. So it's a kashu. We said tzara is bita imemenes. Is aster, if the word mian in the Mishnah is not referring to the first balka, same thing like this garshu. So it must be in the yavam. And what does it say? That the tzara is mutter. So it's talking about she's mian in the baal. Betray gavni gerishin, two type of gerishin. Al kaponim. That's halacha. That tzaras bita menes is also. So therefore, if she's a mayan in the baal before the baal, the husband dies, then avada b'shas tefila, there's no tzaras erva. But if it's afterwards, the halacha is also a tzaras erva. Ma'ishna kimina b'baal the ikren l'nesuin. When she's mayan a baal, what's the reason why there's no problem? Because she's ikren l'nesuin. There's no nesuin there. So when they die, there's no tzara. Kimina b'yavam nesuin kamayin mikakar also. He's asking a kash like this. When they do mean in the yavam, technically speaking, there's no connection really, a bond between the ketana and the yavam. The whole bond is through the first kedushin. And when she does mian, she's being oikel l'mafreya. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Once you do mian, the tzara is bita shemota. So my answer is pshaas like this. Pshaas tani run by Yecheskel. Tani run by Yecheskel. Mian ababal muteres la'aviv. The halach is that if there's someone who's married, there's a shayla of kalosai over here, that your son is married to a ketana, and she was mema'in in her husband, the halacha is, it's mutu la'aviv. It's not worse than anusas benoy, mufutas benoy. That's the halacha, because they weren't married with a kedushin de'oraisa, and therefore it's not called kalosa, and it's mutar la'aviv once she makes miyan. But the halacha is b'yavam asur la'aviv. But Rami Chesed says, let's say his son was married to this ketana, and his son had a brother, and his son died without children, and the ketana fell to Shimon, another brother, and the ketana did miyun in the yavam. Then already, it's like considered the kalosai of the father. What's pshat? Alma, m'shas tefila niras kekalosai. M'shas tefila, there was a requirement for some kind of connection between him and the yavam, to miyun or do something. So you see from there that there was a connection between the two, b'shas tefila. So therefore, like Rashi says, kimen da hanu nusun kamoy lezak kol yavam niris ke ishtei gemura v'niris kolashes shazat. Since b'shas tefila there was epes azika, a bond now to the yavam, so it looks like it was taka his daughter-in-law. Therefore, it's also kolase. So hachinami by tzaras bita as well. If she does miyun, the bita does miyun in her first husband before the husband dies, then the tzara can marry Shimon. Because it's not called Tzaras Bita of Shas Tefila. But if Shas Tefila, there was a Tzaras Bita, even though the Bita now does Mion, it makes no difference because it's Shas Tefila Niris Tzaras Bita. It looks like a Tzaras Bita. And back to our sugya here, Tzaras Mamenes, the whole Tzaras Mamenes is Otu Tzaras Bita. The Roshanim speak out, even though it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira, it's Kulachad Gzeira. And the Gzeira is like this. If you allow a Tzaras Mamenes to marry the yavam, so then you're going to say that what's the pshat? Because there's no the after you mean it's like she was never here, so that's why the tzara's mutter. And you say, oh, by tzara's bita also. Once the bita does mion, it's like she was never here, and the tzara's bita we mutter. And we know that tzara's bita is taka aser because the pshat to feel looked like a tzara. That alone is only the rabbanon. But the whole thing is exera l'exera. Hakaponim tzara's mimamenes is otu. Tzaras bita menes, which is aser because it looks like a tzaras erva. Dr. Gemara Vaita, a new sugya. Amar Avasi, tzaras islandis asura. The halacha is a tzara of a islandis is aser. What does that mean? It means that there was Reuven was married to two women. One was an islandis, which means she could not have children, and the other one was a regular woman. That was the wife. The halacha is not only is the islandis aser b'yavam, but the tzara is also as well. How do we know? So Rav Asi says, it's drasha d'oraisa. Shneim, it says in the pasuk, v'hoyo ha-bechor asha teled. It says in the pasuk asha teled, prat la'ailin asheini yeledes. Coming to exclude an islandist that doesn't give birth. The pasuk says, v'hoyo ha-bechor asha teled yokim ha-shem achiv ha-meis. And this pasuk teaches us that the oldest brother is supposed to do yibum, and the lashon of the pasuk is asha teled. It has to be able to give birth. You have to be able to give birth. The islandist is part of a yibum. But since the island is part from Yibum, so therefore, the Tzara is part also. Now, which Erva is this? So it's a Chiddush, because the Erva here is that B'shas Tefila, since they can't do Yibum, because there's a Bafka in the parish of Yibum called Islandis, then turns out this woman who's Islandis becomes an Eishes Ach, and becomes an Eishes Ach, Erva of Eishes Ach, his brother's wife. And the Tzara is a Tzara of Eishes Ach, and therefore, Tzara's Islandis is Asura, not only Asura, it's Rashi says it's Potter Mana Khalitza Umana Yibum. Mam is Potter Litzuna Yibum. Master of Shesha has a kasha. Says in the Mishnah, Shlesha Achim Sum Shalosh Noshim Nachriyaks. Three brothers married to three women, not sisters, three women. Umais Echad Mahem. Ruvain dies, Va also Bashani Maimer. And Shimon does Maimer. What does Maimer mean? Maimer means Kedushin of a Yavam. The halacha is that a Yavam, in order to be Koina his Yavama, it's through Bia. Yavama Yava Yaleha. Midrabanon, there's something called Kedushin, but it's not really consummating the marriage, and it's not really called Bimekayim Mitzvah Yim with the Kedushin alone. And that's called Maimer. But the Shimon did Maimer. And before he had a chance to do anything else, Umeis, he died also. Now, Levi has a job of Yibum, Mekayach, two brothers. It's Reuven's wife, and we never took the Zika off really. And we didn't have Chalitza or Yibum, we just had Maimer. And it's really Shimon's wife also, because there's a connection through Maimer to Shimon. So now, really, he has a mitzvah of Yibum with Kayach Reuven and Shimon. The loch is, you only do Chalitza and no Yibum. Why? Shinem says in the Pasuk, Umeis Echad Mehem Yavama Yava Yaleha. It says, if one of them die, the Pasuk says, at the end of the Pasuk, Yavama Yava Yaleha. Me Shaleha Zika Yibum Yavam Echad Zika Shte Yavam. Only someone has one Zika of one brother, not a Zika of two brothers, There's no halacha of Yibum in that case. V'ktani Allah, and we learned on that, Amar Rav Yosef, Zui tsaras eishas ach ma'av, she'isin afilim goyim lo. Shlom etzinim b'chal atari kula. Here is an example, is that the actual death caused the iser, because that may now, that created a zika from two brothers, that the Shimon died, that created the iser, created a zika two brothers, and you don't find anywhere min ha-Torah such a halacha. It's only the Rabbanan that get a thing. He says, and Zuhi is the only case you ever find. Shlom etzinim b'chal atari kula goyim zayis. So Zuhi, it's mashmal, only this, the only time you have to find a case where the nefila, the etzem dying, the second person dying makes the iser, this is the only case. So what do we come lafuk? I want to try to say is Tsaras Islands also, did you have a Havamina that through the death of Ruvain, it turns the islands into Ashes Ach, that's Aser, and that will Aser everyone else? No, it must be. A Tsaras Islands is Sharia, because only this type of case is Aser, not any other case. Dr. Marlowe, I want to Tsaras Islands da Asira. If I can, I think the opposite. Tsaras Islands is Aser even. And it's even more. It's the Raisa. It's even pot mechalitza reivim. That's what it means. That fakar. That it's also afil chalitza loy bayil. Rashi says it doesn't even need chalitza. Umay zuhi zuhi the isin afil garim la tsarasa bayil chalitza. Here's a case where the isin afil is garim and you need chalitza still. Island is afil chalitza loy bayil. Island is the Gemara says island is afil chalitza loy bayil. My time hod the Raisa hod the Rabbanon. The din of islandness is the Raisa because it says Asher Teiled prala islandness. So it's the Raisa the gedin. Therefore pat is a tsara. Masha inke in the case of Mashaink in the case of the Maimer, so there, the even she herself needs Chalitza. Why? Because only Issa de Rabbanon through the Maimer, which is a Kedusha de Rabbanon. So this Zikuf of two brothers is only really possible mid de Rabbanon al Tzadin of Maimer. So Gemara tries to ask the Kasha now in the case of Tsaras Ahanas. Now, look at the Mishnah. The Kulam Emesu. Our Mishnah says, the Kulam Emesu, Aminu, and Isgarashu, Ashimsu, Islandis. The loch is, if you have a tzara, a bita, or a tzara, anything, a tzara of one of the ervas, the tzara, we said, is pot from yibum. What happens if the erva dies, or does mian, or gets divorced, or is found the islandist? The loch is tzara seyim mutaris. Isn't it my first mishnah? The tzara is muta, tzara is al muta. Everything more? No, you're making a mistake. Like kasha, kanch hikaba, kanch la hikaba. Our mishnah is talking about a case where the nimsu islandist was a case where it was a mekach tayis. You found out that she's an islandist, so you never married to that erva. And but here we're talking about the hikaba. Here we're talking about, she knew, Reuven knew in the marrying the islandess. He knew it was a good kedushin. The whole problem here is only for a different reason. The economic tani shenimtzu like tani shahayu. It says nimtzu and it doesn't say shahayu. So it's clear that not our mishnah talking nimtzu is a mekach tayis and not that was the fact. Shema bina. So pshat our mishnah why tsaras islandess is mutter if. If she dims islandess is because there it was mekach tayis. Now shaking here, she knew Reuven knew he was marrying islandess. And here the tour is Tzara's Islandess is Pata because Ashat Halid says Islandess is Pata from Yibum, therefore it's a Tzara's Eshach, and that's why the Tzara is Pata from Yibum, according to Rav Asi.